First lesson, don't let me take that knife.
I nodded and gripped the handle tighter. Don't let him take the knife. Okay, easy enough. Except the glint in his green eyes made my stomach drop. Wait, what was I missing? He advanced a half step. I backed away, checking over my shoulder to make sure I didn't get trapped in the ship's pointed bow. The railing was close, so I moved to the side, holding the knife higher. My ankle wobbled a bit.
Oh,
ugh. The edge of my boot catching on a floorboard as the boat rocked with a wave. The guardian stared at me like I'd sprouted bat wings. What?
Nothing.
Something. Stop looking at me like that. He told me not to let you take the knife. This is me doing that.
Maybe we should have started with something simpler, like walking.
I fought the urge to stick out my tongue. I'm not used to wearing shoes with thick soles.
Should I send for your slippers?
No. I backed away again as he advanced, this time a full step. His eyes narrowed, his features hardening, and when he moved again, it was a blur. The knife flew out of my hand before I even registered the sting in my wrist. Then I was falling. Ugh, landing on my ass. Ow! You tripped me? Really?
All I did was take back my knife. You tripped yourself.
The corners of his mouth quirked. If you laugh at me, I swear to Isaac, I will find a way to stab you in the eye. I'd never prayed to the god of death before, but there was always a first. The guardian dropped to a crouch, the knife dangling from his fingertips.
It is unwise to threaten me.
Surprise, surprise! I'm not scared of you. Even after hearing rumors of the guardian, after listening to Banner's story about his brother, I wasn't scared. Why was that? I'd attempt to dissect why later. For now, I wanted that knife back. I forced up off the deck. Then I held out my hand, waiting as he stood. I want to try again.
At this point, I think Xavier was right. Either you'll hurt yourself, or someone is going to kill you with your own blade.
It was entirely possible, but I snapped my fingers and opened my palm. Again. He shook his head, but handed over the dagger.
Don't stand square to your opponent. Get into a fighting stance. Your weapons master must have at least taught you that.
It sounded vaguely familiar. I shifted slightly to the side, mirroring his feet with my left ahead of my right. Okay, I'm ready.
Praise the gods.
When he lunged, I really was ready. I shuffled backward, careful to pick up my feet so I didn't trip. Ha! The gleam in his eyes made my stomach knot. I was in so much trouble.